And all throughout history, this type of white suburbia insecurity is not, it's not an anomaly. It's not a one-off. It's been the masked Scooby-Doo villain behind some of the ugliest chapters in American history. Lynchings, Tulsa, Rosewood, Zoot Suit Riots, Japanese internment camps. It doesn't matter because the insecurity doesn't change. It always shows up whenever mainstream whiteness feels threatened or feels panicked by confidence or culture or control from someone else.
And now hysteria too sweeps the United States. Make America safe for Americans. Why? Because there is a bloody revolution still raging in Russia, and a panicky fear of alien doctrines spreads throughout the land. All aliens are suspect, innocent and guilty alike. Raids, arrests, riots, civil liberties, so's your old man. The Republic is in danger, many seem to think. What to do? SOS.
This is not new. But what is new is the algorithm, which does not just reflect or mirror cultural trends. It twists them and it amplifies and it weaponizes them. The type of fear-mongering that used to take months or years to spread because it only had a set amount of channels, gossip, movies, propaganda pamphlets, that level of influence would take so much longer, but now it can happen in seconds. It takes one search, one click, one video for you to be neck deep in white grievance cosplay, in MAGA merch drops, in alpha male podcasts, where we have fully grown adults trauma dumping on kids about their failed relationships and barely coded supremacy. The rage that used to be isolated locally is now on a loop, and it escalates, and it sells ad space, and it's scalable, and it's monetizable, and probably more dangerous than all of that, it's profitable.